Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word. This is the last episode in our three-part series where we are talking about the three ways God answers prayers. We've talked about how God will answer sometimes with a no and how to trust His heart and His will even in those hard seasons. We've talked about how God will sometimes answer with a yes and how to graciously receive those answered prayers, but make sure that they don't become idols and that we always remember that it's God that we should keep our eye on, the one who blesses us, not the blessings themselves. But today we're going to talk about the third and final way that God answers our prayers, and that is with a maybe. What do we do when God is simply telling us to wait? Now, often God will do this because there's something in your waiting season that He wants to teach you. Unfortunately, sometimes when we are in a waiting season, we feel like we're in this holding pattern, right? Where we're just circling the same situation over and over again, waiting for God to change something in our lives, waiting for Him to answer our prayers. And we feel like we can't move. We feel like there's nothing we can do until we get an answer to the prayer. And God is not saying that. God's not saying, hold your breath. Now, sometimes if you've been waiting on something for a long time and then you finally get it, you'll let out this big sigh of relief. And that usually means that you've been holding your breath until you get what you were waiting for. Now, that's not sustainable in the long run. God's not calling us to hold our breath and put our lives on hold. He still wants us to breathe in faith and breathe out fear and continue to live. Because what He wants us to do in our waiting or maybe seasons is to continue to grow here. He wants us to lean on Him and trust Him even in this season. Now, this is hard because when we don't know how a situation is going to turn out, it tests our faith. You know, we like to know what's going to happen next week and what's going to happen next year. We have our five-year plan. We have our planners. We have all of our schedules. But sometimes God wants us to be flexible. He wants us to surrender to His will at any moment so that we can be led by the Holy Spirit and not our to-do list and not our five-year plan. And so sometimes He'll put us in these waiting seasons where the only thing we really have to do is trust Him. Now, we can work on our skills, we can move on with our lives, and we should, but ultimately, we can grow here if we don't allow this waiting season to cause us to give up on our faith. Ultimately, we have to understand that God's timing is perfect, and that if He has us waiting, He has a good reason for it. Did you know that different animals have different gestation periods? The gestation period is the time it takes for a baby to develop in its mother before it's birthed. And so that time period is different for different animals. For a human, it's about 266 days, about 9 months. For a horse, it's a little bit longer. It's about 330 days to 342 days. For a kangaroo, it's less time. It's 42 days. So depending on the type of baby that's being developed determines how long that development period is. And so many of us are in waiting seasons because God's trying to grow something in us. He's trying to develop us and mature us in this waiting season. And for some people, it's going to take longer than others. So we can't be tempted to look to our left and look to our right, because what God has for someone else, he might be developing something else in them than what he's developing in us. We have to stay focused on our race and our lane that God has us in and trust him. Because if our developmental period is cut off too short, we might get what we want, but we won't be prepared for it. We won't be able to sustain it. It won't be healthy. In our waiting seasons, it's important for us to respond to God with trust, to understand that his timing is perfect, that his ways are higher, and we should be encouraged not to give up. If you're in a waiting season, I want to leave you with Galatians 6:9 that says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." You will be tempted to quit hoping, to give up on faith, to think that God forgot you in a waiting season. But I love Galatians 6:9 and the reminder and hope that it provides for us that in due season, we will reap. Now, we don't know what that harvest is going to look like, but we do know that we won't receive it if we give up. And the only prerequisite for us to receive that harvest is to just keep going. Just keep trusting. Just keep having faith. Because waiting is not a punishment from God. It's actually a blessing to give you his best at the right time.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I want to encourage you, regardless if God answers with a yes, a no, or a maybe, I want to encourage you with Ephesians 3:20 that says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Regardless of how God answers our prayers, it's his power that will manifest in our lives to do his will. And as our Heavenly Father, his will and his heart for us is always good. And we can always trust that. It's important for us to remember that it's not about the answer. It's about our God. This is why in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This is how Jesus teaches us to pray. Yes, we ask for what we want, but then we pray that our hearts and our minds will be in alignment with God's will and with his heart, because his heart and his will are for us, for our good and his glory. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. I also want to invite you to study the Bible with me by downloading the Beloved Women app, available in the Apple and Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Wed Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.